It is with great excitement that I'm able to introduce to you, 3CR listeners, Caterina Sinani, who is the National Farms Director and an organiser of the United Workers Union, and is also the candidate for Secretary on the Members First ticket for the upcoming United Workers Union election. Welcome, Kat.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, so good to have you on the show, Caterina. Like, we had you speak at our conference, I think, a little while ago, didn't we? And everything that you shared about, you know, how you're organising the farming workers and all of that, like, it was just so inspiring. So, we're so happy to have you on the show this morning.
Well, I'm really happy to be here, and thank you for asking me to come and, have a chat to you.
So, Kat, we might ask you in a minute about Members First policies and some of the Members First stuff, but just to begin with, can you actually tell us a bit of your background as a farms director, working with a lot of migrant workers and really trying to shift the situation there and working with those members?
Kind of like, as you said in the intro, I mean, I am the director of farms at the moment, but really all that means is that's kind of like a title that I hold, but my actual job is to be an organiser, and that's what I've been for a long time. And I predominantly organise migrant workers across a lot of our industries, not just farms, but also across food, logistics, and manufacturing. But probably the work that I'm the most proudest of and the team that I love is our farm members and our farm workers, because, you know, it kind of proves that you can build a union where there is no union, because that's basically the industry we went into to organise, where unions had basically abandoned an industry that was predominantly cash contractors, documented and undocumented workers, seasonal workers, and decided that it was too hard to organise. And over the last 10 years, we've been able to prove that you can organise workers in this sector, and you can also smash like mass exploitation on scale by actually having workers join their union and take action, including the first farm strike, which was at a farm in Piercedale. So I think that's kind of the work that I've been dedicated to over the last sort of decade in and out, but also I've been running the training programs for our union as well, in teaching all our members and delegates how to build power and how to win in their workplaces. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me. I mean, I have a very long history. I don't think I need to bore all your listeners with it all, but predominantly I'm an organiser who spends a lot of their time in lunchrooms with workers trying to work out how we're going to build a union and how we're going to fight and win.
Oh, Caterina, it's so refreshing just to hear you speak, and it's such a much-needed counter to all the bureaucratic just BS that happens in unions. And so, thank you for all that you do. And can you tell us, please, about the Members First ticket and what you guys are running and the platform that you're running for?
So Members First is basically a group of members, delegates, organizers and some leaders who have come together to fight for our union and get our union back to basics and focused on both our industrial power and building industrial power and strength, and also putting our members back in charge of their union. So it's basically around, it is going to be the biggest union election in the history of unions. We're structured very differently to many of the other unions, and it is a national election. But ultimately, Members First is just about thousands of members who've come together who want to take back their union and want to have a say over their union and to get back to having some industrial muscle again and back in the workplace organising. So in terms of the platform has been built by our delegates, hundreds of them. We've had like so many conversations and meetings across a very long time about the things that they want to change in their union. And really, probably if I explain the policies and the platform in two ways, one is about organising and building power. And in terms of that, that's about getting back to the foundations of what a union really should be about. It's about face-to-face workplace organisers. It's putting more organisers on the ground in our workplace to support our members, not just in the cities, but especially in the regions, where we have seen in our union regional organisers being made redundant, and a shift away from workplace organising into a digital space. And our view is that you build the union from the workplace out. I mean, I just talked about the farm workers. Yeah. That would not have been built had we not put organisers on the ground to work with workers in that sector, to be in their farms, to be in their houses, to be in their lunchrooms. So the number one platform is more organisers. The second bit is about our delegates. So we used to have amazing training in our union, run by our union for our members, but also that training was absolutely geared towards building power and organising and winning and taking action. That was outsourced. So we're saying we're going to bring that training back. And that training doesn't just happen in the classroom, it also happens on the road. We were very proudly a union that had training where workers could come in, delegates could come in and experience what it was like to organise, not just in their workplace, but in other workplaces. And that built like really strong solidarity, but it also helped our members and our delegates understand what it takes to organise in sectors where there is no union or a low union and help other members. So we're going to bring that back. And then the other two components of the organising is a strike fund. We've never had a strike fund in the history of our union.
Yes.
Get it.
I know. It's been like, this has been a personal thing for me for a long time. And so I feel like this election and Members First is about like actually breaking through some of the barriers.
Yes.
But also, in the last 4 years, we have actually not lent like complete support to striking workers in the way a union should. And I think the strike fund is both a symbolic thing about saying we will support action in its form, but also it's a financial thing because we're saying we're going to put $1 million up front into the strike fund instead of giving $1 million donation to the Labor Party.
Thank you.
We believe workers can win. Workers can win when they take action. We know that. We know that. We're seeing it next week with the teachers, right? Like, you know, and the last one is really about, like, our union fees. It is a commitment to freeze fees in order to grow the union and get the union into a position where fees are not a barrier. But it's actually a lot more than that. It's about saying that the union should be funding everything in terms of its members and organising, and a strong union is one that grows everywhere, and we should actually have a way to talk about fees that don't create a barrier to growth. So they're kind of the organising platforms. But and then there's a component which is about allowing members to take their union back, and that's about transparency and accountability. So that's about bringing back delegates conferences. And if any of you have been on our social media in the last kind of few hours, you'll see we're saying that the minutes of all of our meetings should be released and there should be no secrets between the executive of this union and the decisions they make and our members. They should know everything and we should report back just like our delegates do to their members in their workplace.
Absolutely. Wow. Oh.
Can I actually just ask Kat, just on that topic? So I'm a CFMEU member, and it's a throwback to the old BLF days that we have monthly branch meetings where any rank and file member can turn up and the union leadership will be there. Maybe not every member of the union exec or whatever, but there'll be, you know, a couple of the union leadership figures will be at that meeting, and you can ask questions and you can hear back, and it creates that direct link. Is that something that would be part of this overall kind of package of democratic reform? Would you have something? I imagine it's difficult for you because you're a lot more spread out, your membership.
It's a great question. And yes, we want to actually talk about with our members and our delegates how we open up democracy in a much bigger way. So, probably the difference between the CFMEU and our union, but also lots of other unions, is that we are a very big union. We have lots of industries and we have, like, scale, but that shouldn't actually stop us from thinking about ways in which we can have regular meetings with members and delegates and open up our structures. So there's multiple ideas around it. Yep, we could start having like regular meetings in industries, for example, where actually the people in charge and the leadership should come and address people at that and be able to ask questions. We can do that across a state, which is like having actual delegates conferences. So we've kind of put a few concrete things in around it, but actually for me, especially as I'm running as a state secretary in Victoria, is one of the things I want to be able to do is bring our delegates together very quickly once we win and actually have the discussion about how we're going to open things up. I have run, when I have been allowed to run, meetings of our organisers in Victoria. I've invited delegates to that because I believe that there should be no difference between whether you are an organiser, a member or a delegate. All of our forums should be opened up to our members, and I'm not afraid to have delegates and members in rooms with organisers debating the direction of our union and us being accountable. Mm-hmm. So I think I think we need to do a lot more. I also am really, I think anyone that is elected should have an ability to have access. Our members should be able to access those people. They should have their phone numbers. They should be able to call all of the members that I meet. I give them my phone number and they call me. I have members all around the country who ring me all the time because actually if I'm going to get elected, I'm being elected by the members. There should be no locked rooms, no locked meetings, nothing that has a barrier between us and our members in terms of access to the people they elect as their leaders. So, yeah, we need to go a lot further potentially than what we've announced, but I would like to do that with our delegates and members and have that discussion and allow them to make some decisions about what they think they would like as a democratic structure in their industries and in their union.
Kat, we love you. I just want to say that. But also that's just incredible. And of course, I know we've got some others. We've gone a bit off script, and honestly, I don't care at all for scripts. So, and you've just done such a beautiful job of explaining, just really bringing it back to what a union should be about,
mm-hmm.
and demonstrating how it can operate in a democratic way. And I know, pretty much everything that you've done, at the UW has demonstrated that, and you're such a champion for it. And I was just curious as well, for listeners, If you could give them just a direct message, and I hope they'll listen to the whole interview, but if you really wanted to give them a take home message, what would you tell them?
In terms of, I'm hoping some of your listeners are our members.
I reckon they might be, and if not, they should be.
I did think about what would be my comment, but I think my message would be around how we build power in the union. And so I fundamentally believe that power is built in the lunchrooms with workers instead of in the back room with politicians. And I think for me, my message would be that actually, part of this election and this fight in our union, but more broadly in this union movement, has to be about committing to organise workers and allowing workers to make decisions over their working lives and actually having a movement that is focused on building real power and not allowing someone else who sits in Parliament to make a decision on their behalf. Power actually comes from resistance, action, workers speaking up, workers acting together, and workers being collective. So my message to your listeners would be wherever you can within your unions, you should be trying to open up the doors so that members are actually participating, that we're allowing workers to make those decisions, and you should resist anyone that closes a door or stops you from actually having that say. And I think that would be my message to your listeners, because every member should be an active member in their union, and they need to be active in their workplace, but actively protecting democracy in their own union. So that would be my key message to your listeners.
That is so inspiring and just a fantastic point. Sorry, Zane, did you want to?
Oh, just where we're getting pretty close to 8:30.
Yeah, so we'll,
if you could just comment a little bit on the context today for United Workers Union members with the cost of living, and maybe just briefly what are some of the on-the-job issues, and also I've heard rumours that United Workers Union will be supporting the teachers' strike on Tuesday.
Yeah, let's start with the second one, and then go up. Look, I can't really speak on behalf of the United Workers Union in the sense that I don't control or have power. That's left up to 8 people in our union who currently have power about whether we support the strike. But Members First will be supporting the strike with the teachers. I will be there, and I've invited organisers and members to come with me. And I think my greatest disappointment is that we should have our early learning educators out on strike with our teachers next week, because actually they are falling behind, and their claim that the teachers are making for 30% wage increase should apply across the entire education sector. So we are definitely going to be there. We'll have some early learning members hopefully with us. And my children, who both go to public schools, their school is shutting for the day. And so hopefully I'm going to drag my teenage girls along with me to come to the strike as well. So 100% we'll be there. And in terms of the issues for our members, absolutely it's cost of living. That is the biggest issue. But, you know, it's far more fundamental than that. Like, I can see, after speaking to so many of our members in the last few months in lunchrooms, and I've just gone to so many work sites speaking to them about what is happening for them, there is this massive disconnect between what is happening in the workplace and how members feel about their wages, their conditions, about like the rising cost pressures, about how hard it is and how hard they have to fight for wage increases, and what they think is happening in the broader union movement and politically. And I see this disconnect, and I think the biggest crisis for our members, our union and the movement, is that the working class is moving further and further away from the political debates of the country, and they are absolutely focused on trying to survive. And I think that unless unless unions are actively fighting in the workplace to build conditions and wages and having workers have the fight, that disconnect is going to actually undermine an entire...
Indeed. All right, sorry, we've really got to go. We've got like 10 seconds to go.
Sorry. And vote Members First.
Join your union.
All right. That's
us. Join your union.
Green Left Radio.